Some people have great expectations when they get those slips from the post office saying that a recommended letter awaits them at the counter. Perhaps a gift from a relative has turned up. I get a frisson of fear. I usually expect some fine for an unpaid bill or summons to some institution to explain some sins. And 9 out of 10 times my fears are justified. So it was with trepidation that I answered one summons to pick up a letter at the imposing post office in the centre of Mariinska Lasne. Official it certainly was, but my fears faded away when I read the contents about some high-tech data box scheme the Czech government was introducing between all government institutions and businesses. Somewhere I saw that no payment was required, congratulated the government on its enterprise and myself on not being fined, screwed up the piece of paper and threw it in the back of the car. So it was an unpleasant surprise when this piece of paper came back to haunt me a few months later. I was assigned at work to write a piece about the problematic rollout of the data box system. The more I read, the more worried I became. Apparently, the original letter contained some password and the news that all official communications between businesses and institutions were supposed to be funneled through the new system. Failure to comply would result in big fines. A spokesman for the post office confirmed my fears, adding that the system had had a few teething problems but was otherwise working fine. Whereas other countries had made this system voluntary, the Czech Republic had chosen the tough approach to get its information highway going and put traffic on it. I searched around for the discarded original letter and eventually found it. After some frustration getting to terms with the program, the password was put in and nothing, zilch, not even a nasty letter from some pen pusher. I was a bit disappointed. Nonetheless, my accountant, for some time later, pointed out some documents that would have to be sent off to some institutions. I brightened up and suggested the new data box could be employed. "If you use that, you'll be the only one in the country who is," he retorted. Meanwhile, all those paper calls for payment and summons to some official to explain this or that still keep coming. My experience of those personal encounters has been mixed. I was recently directed by the radio to go seek a document about my tax status from a local council office. The document turned out to be totally superfluous. But the real bonus was when the pleasant tax official rang back to tell the radio not to send any more people on missions for our unnecessary bits of paper. In the battle of bureaucrats, there was only one clear winner here. A trip to the foreigner's police in Cheb to watch my girlfriend sort out some of her problems was less gratifying. We were called, papers produced, and an uncomfortable silence followed. My girlfriend had been confident that all the papers needed were in order, and this was just a formality. Her optimism was misplaced. It was then that the situation began to get strange, with the four officers arguing amongst themselves about what procedure should be followed, as if we had become invisible. At one stage it was suggested we go to another office, about 60 kilometres away. That was enough. My girlfriend, who sometimes has a low boiling point, stormed out. While subsequent meetings in that building have shown an interesting pluralism on procedural points from behind a glass window, they have not been as explosive. But I wonder if the data box might not be a good idea, after all.
And that was Letter from Prague with Chris Johnstone.